We start with an explanation of Otzer Beis Din. Soon there's going to be fruit on the market that is going to be marketed through Otzer Beis Din, so you should know what that is. You won't find an Otzer Beis Din with Badatz. They basically only use either non-Jewish produce or produce from Chutz Laretz. They don't use Jewish produce except for Esrogim. Esrogim, the Badatz, because there's no other Eitzah, use an Otzer Beis Din. But for no other things do Badatz use an Otzer Beis Din. The purpose of the Otzer Beis Din is to permit Jewish-owned fruit, which is not Svichim, obviously, because it's fruit. It's not vegetables, to get to the public. In other words, if all the fruit that's produced in Jewish orchards, which are hefker, would just be left there, most of it would rot, because nobody's going out to the orchards to pick fruit, do their shopping out in the fields. So it's in the interest of everybody that fruit should come and be used. So therefore what happens is the following. Beis Din takes over the fields in place of the owner, because the owner is no longer the owner of the fields and the fruit. And the Beis Din commissions people, even the owner could be, and his workers, to work to produce the fruit and get it to market. And they pay him. The Beis Din pays him for doing that, so the fruit can get to the public. And because the Beis Din is the one who is running the field, there's no prohibition of harvesting the field in the normal way. So you can harvest it the normal way you harvest it, or every year. And the Beis Din does not sell the fruit. They get the fruit to the public, but they do charge for the expenses that went in to producing the fruit. So when they sell the fruit, they can sell it in a regular store. They can weigh it, count it, whatever. And the money that they take is not for the fruit. So the money doesn't have Kedusha Shvi'ah, so there's no problem with the money. The money is going to cover the expenses. And the Beis Din sets the price that they need to get based on how much fruit there is and how much the expenses were, and that's what they charge for. So the fruits that will be sold through the Otzer Beis Din in the various supermarkets will have Kedusha Shvi'ah. They're produced by Jews that did not work on their fields in an usher way. They only did the things that were permitted based on what the Beis Din said. They were paid for producing the fruit and doing the work or whatever by the Beis Din, and the Beis Din collects its output. Right, it's expenses from the the people who get the fruit. In other words, you're paying the Beis Din for making the fruit available, and that's how an Otzer Beis Din works. And fruit from an Otzer Beis Din should be available soon for different fruits.
Okay. Why are they prepackaged?
That's how Esrogim are sold too. Again, the Badatz does not hold of this idea. The Chazon Ish was the one who basically, he didn't make up this idea of a Otzer Beis Din. It's mentioned in Tosefta, but the way that it's done was basically formulated by the Chazon Ish, and the Badatz doesn't hold so much from this Otzer Beis Din, except where it's absolutely necessary, and that's by Esrogim. Okay. What? Because most of the Esrogim things are not Goyish produce, they're owned by Jews. So if there wouldn't be a way for those Esrogim to get to the market, there wouldn't be Esrogim. You have to get them only from Chutz Laretz.
Why can't we just buy it by... I know now if they sell bananas, Otzer Beis Din, all prepackaged in a bag, you don't buy it by weight, because they're in a package.
No, they could, but they can. You don't have to. Yeah, they can do it, they can weigh it, whatever, since you're not... Basically, it's not being done by the... That's being sold, so the weighing and everything is not part of the selling process. It's part of the... chaluka, the distribution process. And since it's part of distribution, it's not also to weigh and to count and whatever.
Is there a maximum you're allowed to buy?
No, buy whatever you want, whatever the bids. The Basin wants everybody to benefit, and once they take it from the field to mass, you can buy whatever you need.
Why
doesn't allow people to eat the fruit? So people should be able to eat the fruit, just doesn't rot in the field.
So I'm saying it's not considered owned.
What?
Why doesn't allow that?
Because most people won't go to the fields and the food will end up rotting. And the purpose is not that the food should rot, but that people should benefit from it.
There's three out for everyone, basically.
Right. Okay. What? It has Kedusha Shvias, that's all. And anything that's in the ownership of an Otzer Beis Din at the time of Bir doesn't need Bir. But if you get it from the Otzer Beis Din before the Bir, you have to make Bir on that. But we didn't get to Bir yet, so when we discuss Bir, we'll discuss it. We've got the Otzer Beis Din.